This is Racing HQ. Time to have a chat with Jamie Lovett to get an update on Protectionist and a few others as well. Morning to you, Jamie.
Yeah, morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. I spoke with Chris Lees, your trainer, via text yesterday, and he told me Protectionist is out there in the paddock enjoying himself.
Yeah, mate. He's up with Arthur and Harry Mitchell at Yarraman Park. He's in a day out up there, and he appears to be responding. He's obviously come through the Sydney Cup worse for wear, but he seems to be on the way back.
Well, that's the main thing, that he's on the mend and you can get him back from that injury. It was just an injury that just needed time, isn't it? Or are you out completely out of the woods?
Oh, look, I think with thoroughbreds, you're never out of the woods.
Yeah.
But certainly, the prognosis from the vets was he hyperextended the knee, and it could have been a lot more severe as far as long term. But they're telling us it's just a case of giving the horse rest, and
yep.
He was obviously quite sore, but he appears, the boys tell us, that he's quite good now. So it's just a case of we'll bring him up slowly, and Chris will decide as to, you know, where he's at, and as to whether we get to the spring. We're all very hopeful, but certainly the horse will come first. And if he's, if we're playing catch up, then certainly we'll look towards the autumn.
Yep, understand. The decision, though, has certainly been made that he races on.
Oh, absolutely. And look, from, you know, talking to the vets and obviously the guys that know, that it would be highly unlikely that it would be career ending. It's just a case of we've got a little bit of maintenance and certainly be patient, because, the worst thing we could do would be to hurry him back and not have him right. So that we certainly won't be doing that.
So I think Chris told me he's going to have another couple of weeks, and then, as you say, he'll be brought in, Protectionist, and he'll be just brought up by Chris, and we'll just see. Hopefully everything goes to plan.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the way it was explained to me, they sort of bring him back and give him a month's light exercise, and then we'll send him back to Randwick Equine. They'll have the stratigraphy again just to sort of get an update as to where it is. And obviously, if the knee's coping, then we push on. If we have any concerns at all, then we'll back off. And as I say, that would sort of probably rule out the spring after we did that, and then we'd target the autumn. But certainly at this stage, we're hopeful that we don't have any hiccups, and we'll push on for another crack at the cup.
Another one for Australian Bloodstock that I know you boys will be keen to get back to racing's Tarubi. We haven't seen this five-year-old grey horse yet. He had an issue. I think he arrived a bit light, and then you had an issue with David Payne there.
Yeah, look, David, to be fair, he travelled awful. He just fell apart, and David wasn't happy with him. He was very light when he got here. And he's a typical European that we sort of... if you think back, they were the type of horses that we were used to looking at, and he was light as a cork when he got here. And David just said, look, we're fighting a losing battle to get him to the cup last year. So we tipped him out. But that, when we brought him back into work, he just sustained a small injury, which could have pushed on, but we just decided, look, we brought him with the Melbourne Cup in mind last year. So as opposed to jeopardising another chance to run in the race, we thought we'll just put him away, and he couldn't be happier with him now. Mm. He's brought him back in the last, he's probably been back in work now 6 to 8 weeks, and just bringing him up slowly. And there was thoughts we could have gone to the Brisbane winter, but again, we'd just rather have a real good go at the Melbourne spring with him.
Understand. We know his win at Longchamp going back to July of last year, beating Brown Panther. I think if he can run up to that, he's going to be somewhere in the mix come the spring.
Oh, look, Andrew, he's a genuine two-miler. He's had, I think he's only ever been out of a place once in his 10 starts. He's a serious horse. I mean, if you look at the form through him, and you mentioned Brown Panther, he beat him in that race at Longchamp, and then Brown Panther, he went on and won at Maiden in that Group 2 race at 2 miles. So he's certainly got the right horses around him, and Brown Panther was proven. I think he ran 6 in our cup, didn't he? So he's got the right horses around him, and certainly David from day one said to us that he's a nice horse. We're just going to get him there.
Yeah, understand. All right, we'll cross the fingers on him. Now, we know that Andreas Waller did the job beautifully with Protectionist in the Melbourne Cup of last year. One that you own that Andreas has still got up in Germany is a horse called Singing. Has it been mapped out that he could bring the horse to the Melbourne spring later this year?
Oh, absolutely. Look, he, as you know, he ran second behind Protectionist in Germany, which was June of last year. The plan was to bring him out. Certainly, he's. I think there's a race on. Dreyfus has discussed a race in early July. It may even be the same race, the Hunter Prez, a Group 2 mile and a half race at Hamburg. He'll kick off in that, and then all being well, there's another race there. He'd have another race in Germany, and then we'd look to get him in the horses in training shipment for the Melbourne Spring. But he's certainly on track. But talking to Andreas a couple of nights ago, he said he's couldn't be happier with him. So we're sort of very hopeful we can get him back. Look, we've always said if we win the right race over there and get a kilo, he'd be right into he'd get into a Caulfield Cup, and he'd be a genuine chance in a Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the magic of Andreas again, hopefully in Melbourne for you guys.
Yeah, I know. He likes the idea of coming back. So
yeah, I reckon he would. I reckon he would. Are there any others in the mix? I know your business with Australian Bloodstock, you're always looking around and we're going into their summertime. Are there others that your business is looking at over there?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we've sort of changed tact a little bit on my city once before, Andrew. We've bought some lovely three-year-olds, Northern Hem three-year-olds. We've got a filly that she'll at this stage she's right in the market for the German Oaks. We've got a gelding over there, a three-year-old gelding that we had thought about running in the German Derby, but it's probably more likely to bring him out here and race in Australia. So we've sort of got a few nice horses there that we're hopeful we can get qualified, as opposed to paying the big money for horses that are already got the exposed form. So. Yeah. But we're certainly in the market for another couple. We're looking quite closely at a horse in the UK at the minute. So it's all at the moment. It's quite busy over there, as you know. European racing's really in the thick of it with Ascot coming up. So I think everyone's looking fairly hard at it.
All right. Well, we cross the fingers with Protectionist. I can't wait to see Tarubi and Singing bringing it on when it races in early July. You've got some nice horses there among the other ones. And I know David's got a horse called It's a Silver Trail that goes pretty good as well. We wish you the best with them. Jamie, we'll stay in contact.
Thanks very much, Andrew.
Jamie Lovett there from Australian Bloodstock. Robbie Lang loves Grand Annual Day at Warrnambool. He made it his own over the years. He joins us. I think he's in a car heading there with the family. Morning, dear Robbie.
Morning, Andrew.
For those listening to us here in New South Wales, your base is on the Cranbourn side. This morning when I rang you, you were on a boat going towards the Geelong side.
Yeah, it beats all that city traffic and the Burnley Tunnel. So we left at 7 o'clock, got to Sorrento at 5 to 8 and drove under the 8 o'clock ferry. And now we're just going through Geelong. Only 2 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, fantastic. It certainly saves time for the folk down there, and we've got the ferries around Sydney that are so much saving of time as well. Robbie, I want to ask you about Lord of the Sky first, and then we'll reminisce a little bit about Grand Annual Day. But Lord of the Sky, we know it pushed Satakwa in the all-aged at Randwick. Entered for both Brisbane and Adelaide. What are you looking at, Robbie?
He'll run in the Goodwood Saturday week. Set weights and penalties these days. So the fact he's won a Group 3, I think it's a 54 base. He gets in with 56.5. The Group 2 and Group 1 winners will be weighted above that. So had an easy week in Sydney with Wayne Webster and Pat, and came back an absolute treat. And he'll go over there raring to go.
Sounds like you've mapped it. Straight after the all-age, you were a bit unsure whether to go to Brisbane or not. So you didn't go to Brisbane. You spent the week in Sydney and then shuffled back home. And I know the horse is down to, so I see it there, barrier trialling on Monday.
Yeah, we train him from a paddock during the day. He's boxed of a night and he goes into a little half-acre grass paddock. He loves that. Just wanted to get him back home into his routine so we could watch him. Plenty of trips to the beach. Gets lead work off old Pantani down the beach, and he's jumping out of his skin. He trialled prior to the Oakley Plate, but he ran 45.5, just overdid it. So I can't resist the temptation of a nice gallop on the grass Monday morning. So he'll trial, but he'll be under double wraps on Monday, and that should just top him off nicely for the Goodwood.
Yeah, look, under the conditions of the Goodwood now, as you say, set weight and penalty, he gets him pretty good, doesn't he, at the 50, what is it, 56.5?
Yeah, the handicapper said 56.5 yesterday. So over summer, Like, he carried top weight in the Standish. He's only a young four-year-old, just turned four-year-old, and carried top weight. They actually went quicker in the Standish than they did in the Newmarket, and he was right up there carrying top weight. He carried top weight in the Christmas Handicap and just got beat. Weights were anchoring him a bit, and we also touched on this idea that he may be a bit asthmatic, so he's on a nebulizer morning and night now, and he only went on that about 10 days prior to the Newmarket and probably improved him 6 lengths from what he was doing. And he's running the TJ Smith was fantastic. Ollie said, first time the opposite way, first time at Randwick, he just got the Wanderers being left in front so far from home. And Chautauqua, you know, he's a brilliant horse. He touched him off on the line.
Yeah, I said the all-aged earlier. Of course, it was the TJ Smith. I think many were surprised how well he went, but just listening to you prior to that race, I know you were supremely confident that he could. So, I mean, mate, I know markets don't mean much these days to a trainer because you've just got to prepare your horse, but $14 in a Goodwood running second to Chautauqua and the TJ Smith reads maybe a bit of overs at $14.
I think by the time the... the form experts do their weights and measures. I don't think it'll be 14 to 1.
No, exactly. Does Ollie stay on, mate?
Yeah, he requested the rod, so he can ride him.
Yep, that's good news. All right, so Lord of the Sky. Is there a chance of possibly Brisbane?
Yeah, if he pays his own way, he can. Chris Calthorpe said there's flights available over the Brisbane Carnival every Wednesday night, so we'd probably bring him back to Victoria. Get him to the beach, back into his paddock, and he could fly up if we wanted to 3 days before the Stradbroke.
Okay, so get through the Goodwood Saturday week and then decisions made on Brisbane. Mate, that's Lord of the Sky. You love Grand Annual Day. I note that, sadly, you haven't got a runner this year. I don't think you've got a runner today, Robbie, but I know the family's going down, and I know it's a day full of memories for you in the past.
Yeah, well, 6 years ago, it fell on May 7th. The Grand Annual Day, and it was Rachel's birthday, and also our second eldest daughter, Evie.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, I wasn't thinking a lot about their birthdays that day because I'd put myself into a corner by attempting to win the Grand Annual Sir Pentire after he hadn't been to the races for 2 years. So first up from a spell for 2 years on the sidelines, and... the other little side note that not too many people know, it was 3 years since he had attempted a steeplechase, and that was only on one occasion, and he didn't get round. So he was going to the Grand Annual at his second start over fences 3 years prior, fell at his only attempt, and had not been to the races for 2 years. So I was a bit toey, but, he bolted in. Yeah. He won by nearly 12 lengths, and... fantastic run.
No, it was. I think we all remember the training feat that day of Robbie to win with Sir Pentire. Mate, safe travels with the family. Hope you stay there at Warrnambool.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Robbie. Robbie Lang. Are you there, Robbie?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I was meant to ask you about Boomwar. Comes to Randwick on Saturday. What's the thoughts there? To Rose Hill on Saturday. What are the thoughts with Boomwar?
Young James Innes is on a diet. If he can claim the full three, bring him in with 50. Looks like a bit of a no-brainer what's going to happen. Rain or fair or lead. Our bloke will jump well and just ghost him. And he's a tough horse, tries his guts out Boomer. He's been a great competitor for the stable. With 50 kilos on his back, you know, I think he's going to run to the front up to 200. It'd be awfully hard to run down. And then he goes to... because he's bought through the William Inglis Classic sale. He runs in the $400,000 Scone Guineas the following Saturday.
Yeah, okay. All right, you're heading out there. Well, it sounds like you're pretty happy with him. You just need Jamie to claim that full allowance.
Yeah, I think he will, actually. People that know him said he's very light. So
yep, that's good.
That's good.
All right, mate, thanks for that.
Okay.
Robbie Lang there. Boomwar lines up in the sixth race at Rose Hill on Saturday for Jamie Innes, hopefully claiming the three. Kelly Sweet is online to talk about Brisbane racing. And Kelly, the weather a lot brighter this week. It's good news.
Yeah, no, it's really good news, Andrew. Really fine weather. It should be a good track.
Yeah, sure. I know it was rated soft earlier in the week. They're saying maybe a couple of showers today, but nothing too significant.
I can't see a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. Your Scratch Cape Kidnappers from the Gold Coast with a wide barrier. How's the seven-year-old done since then, mate?
Yeah, no, he's done good. Had a soft jump out in between then. No, he's good. Really good.
And
pretty
you
hot
just
race.
It is a hot race. Thankfully, though, you've come up with a nice draw.
Yeah, no, for a change.
I wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, no, it is a bit of a change of luck, but anyway. That's
no,
good.
You say it's a hot race and everything, but this horse, we know how good he can be on his day. You feel you've got him spot on?
Yeah, look, I think he only ever has three or four runs. So second up, had a jump out. He won his jump out the other day. Yeah, no, look, he looks pretty good to me.
And you plan to use that barrier?
Yeah, look, there's good speed out of Molokai, there's good speed inside and around us. So you would hope to be in the first four or five, I would hope. But probably leave it up to the Albus instead of wherever he's comfortable.
Yep, that's good. The other one you scratched from the Gold Coast was Miss Cover Girl, who is also drawn favourably in a pretty competitive Mick Dipman, although one of the favourites, Kuro, draws extremely wide for Joe Pride. They're talking a bit about Roger James's type. She's flawless in the race. How do you see Miss Cover Girl?
Yeah, look, she should be able to get a good guide on her where she's at. You know, the track will be fine, and she's got a good gait, good wraps on Rogers, goes very fast, they say.
Yeah.
And Kiro's got Brian Crowley form. Yeah, look, hot race, but at least she gives you a good guide where you're at.
Exactly. You feel with the gap between the PJ Bell at Randwick and Saturday, you've done enough with her to be, you know, using the barrier?
She had a jump out the other day and went quite good. I think she's done enough.
You probably wouldn't expect to be leading Saturday, though, would you?
No, she won't be leading them field, no.
Yeah.
I'd love to be sort of... depends on how she jumps, but you know, you'd love to be sort of fifth, sixth, seventh, something like that.
Yep. And finish off. She's capable of the, she can mix it, can't she?
Yeah, she can mix it. And as I say, this gives you a good guide where you head, you know.
Yep.
She doesn't have to win, but she has to run well.
Can Epic rebound over the mile?
Yeah, look, he likes doing it a mile. His run was quite sound the other day, I thought. He raced 3 and 4 wide, which... You know, the Gold Coast seemed to be all racing a bit wide there, but he's got an alley, and it's a really competitive field, and he's got to find a couple of lengths, but he's getting fitter. He's getting older now, but he's getting fitter. But I thought his run was quite sound the other day.
Any others that our listeners should be following from your stable on Saturday?
Oh, look, Boris Red's come up with an alley. She wasn't that far away the other day. She just got beat a half head for third. So, look, she's in the mix there somewhere, just 2,000. We sort of find out Saturday whether she ran a 2,000, but her runs have been better and she's come up with a gate finally.
Yep, that's in the first race, one, number three. Good luck to you, Kelly. As you say, the weather's good and this track should get back to at least a good four come Saturday. Let's hope it's perfect for everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. Kelly Schweder there from Brisbane.